So far, the year 2020 has been defined and dictated by an invisible evil. The COVID-19 virus has put a halt to normal life worldwide and has sadly taken the lives of millions. As elderly people and those with weakened immune systems struggle to stay safe, some people still disregard the guidance given by health experts. As of the date of recording this, the last week has had 4 days in which the number of deaths surpassed the death toll of the Pearl Harbor attacks. But how did we get here? The following is a timeline comprised of 20 important dates in the progression of COVID-19. January 9th, 2020. The World Health Organization announces that a spate of pneumonia-like cases could have stemmed from a new coronavirus in Wuhan, China. There are 59 known cases at the moment, and travel precautions are at a forefront for experts' concern. January 21st. The United States Center for Disease Control confirms a Washington state resident as the first American case of coronavirus. The virus has killed 4 people so far in Wuhan, China, and a Chinese doctor confirms that the virus can be transmitted from person to person. February 3rd. The Trump administration declares a public health emergency due to the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement comes 3 days after WHO declared a global health emergency, as more than 9,800 cases of the virus and more than 200 deaths had been confirmed worldwide. March 11th. The World Health Organization declares COVID-19 a pandemic. The Director General of WHO said at a briefing in Geneva, "The agency is deeply concerned by the alarming levels of spread and severity of the outbreak." He also expressed concern about the alarming levels of inaction. March 13th. President Donald Trump declares the novel coronavirus a national emergency, which unlocks billions of dollars in federal funding to fight the disease's spread. March 19th. California becomes the first state to issue a stay-at-home order, mandating all residents to stay at home except to go to essential jobs or shop for essential needs. The order also instructs healthcare systems to prioritize services to those who are the sickest. March 25th. Mathematical models based on social distancing measures implemented in Wuhan, China, show keeping tighter measures in place for longer periods of time can flatten the COVID-19 curve. April 16th. The White House releases broad guidelines for how people can return to work, to church, and to restaurants and other venues. May 21st, the Trump administration and AstraZeneca announced a collaboration to speed development of a COVID-19 vaccine called AZD1222. HHS says it expects the first doses to be available as early as October 2020. May 28th, U.S. COVID-19 deaths passed the 100,000 mark. The CDC asks that Americans continue following local and state guidance on prevention strategies, such as social distance, good hand hygiene, and wearing a face mask while in public. June 10th. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 hits 2 million in the United States, as new infections continue to rise in 20 states. Cases begin to spike as states ease social distancing restrictions. June 22nd. A study in Science Translation Medicine suggests that as many as 80% of Americans who sought care for flu-like illnesses in March were actually infected with a virus that causes COVID-19. According to the research, if 1/3 of these patients sought COVID-19 testing, it may have amounted to 8.7 million infections. July 7th. The same day that the United States reports 3 million COVID-19 infections, the nation begins its withdrawal from WHO, citing its response to the global pandemic. The Trump administration notifies the United Nations of its decision, which would not take effect until 2021. August 7th. Almost 5 months after the pandemic was declared a national emergency in the United States, 49% of low-income areas have no free beds in their intensive care units, with the Southwest and West facing an especially difficult bed shortage. August 28th. A 25-year-old man from Nevada became reinfected with COVID-19 in late May after recovering from a mild case in April, reports say. It marks the first reported case of reinfection in the United States. September 16th. The Trump administration releases a vaccination distribution plan, making the COVID-19 vaccine free for all Americans, with the vaccine being rolled out in January 2021. September 28th. The number of deaths linked to COVID-19 worldwide crosses the 1 million mark, according to the New York Times, surpassing the deaths caused by HIV, dysentery, malaria, influenza, cholera, and measles combined in 2020. October 2nd. President Trump announces that he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. After experiencing mild symptoms of the disease, Trump was taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center out of an abundance of caution. November 4th. The U.S. hits a grim milestone with 100,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in a single day for the first time. November 5th. An analysis of flu vaccination rates during the 2019-2020 flu season suggests that the path to vaccinating the majority of the country for COVID-19, thus achieving sufficient immunity, will not be an easy one. Just 52% of the U.S. population received a flu vaccine in the time frame of the analysis. COVID-19 is still rapidly spreading in the United States, and even with a vaccine on the horizon, an end to safety precautions is still far away. Although this virus is powerful, it certainly would not be able to withstand a global safety effort. The fate of many more susceptible people lies in the hands of the public, and time will tell the choice they make.